Om Shanti. It's time. Thank you, Lord, for feeding me. Many of us have been taught to bless the food we are about to eat and to be thankful to God for feeding us. Yet there is a just as important reason to say our prayers, and that is to deflect the not so nice vibes from our food. Since many of us now have a heightened awareness of vibrations and the power of thoughts, and we recognize the effect of these upon our bodies and souls, we are now able to understand on a deeper level what Christ, Buddha, and other prophet souls were trying to tell us. As we create positive, high vibrating thoughts, as we cultivate an attitude of gratitude and eat our food with thankfulness and respect, we can influence the quality of the food that we eat. Even the late Professor Emoto proved that the most beautiful and perfect water crystals are formed after repeating two potent words to the water, that is love and gratitude. If we don't take the time to purify our food with love and gratitude, there can be repercussions. This may seem far-fetched until you think about it, but we are also ingesting the energy of all those who handle our food. Someone has sowed the seed, someone else has harvested it. It has been transported to our stores and then stored and stacked by many others. This is a simplified version of the process. Along the way, perhaps some handle the food with jealousy, as they would like to own the company. Some with hate, as they despise their jobs. Some with greed, as they would like some more. And perhaps some with love, as they appreciate their work. Very rarely do we eat produce that was harvested an hour ago, as we would have done in years gone by, from our own gardens or the local farm. Food cultivated with love and respect and with pure motivation. Food grown naturally without harmful fertilizers or pesticides and transported to our tables without the addition of EMFs from refrigerators or other cooling devices. Not to mention the senseless pollution of the planet created by transporting items from one side of the earth to the other. And added to all of that is the energy of commercialism. Everything that is produced for money. So even if a product is organic, it still contains the unhealthy energy of buying, selling, and profit-making. And as if that isn't enough, there may be the bad eye, the nazar, of those who touch the item, pick it up, want it, and yet cannot afford it. Imagine all that greed and sadness. So now, do you understand the importance of giving your food some good vibes before you take it all in? We also need to be careful about the vibes we are giving out. Cooking in the right consciousness will also infuse our food with good vibrations. A chef's angry temperament will only add more heat to the food and affect our mood. As we set our attitude to one of peace and harmony before we enter the kitchen, we will ensure we put out the right energy to the food and benefit those who eat it. Of course, wholesome fresh food is the best, and preferably vegetarian. And if our thoughts are also wholesome and calm, and there is tranquil music playing in the background, these are the vibes we will flavor our food with and which others will consume. After all of the above, when we finally get to the table to eat, we should only take as much as we can consume and not let our eyes become bigger than our stomachs. Wasting food is a big karma that most of us are creating without even knowing about it. There seems to be an attitude that if we have earned the money to buy the food, then we also have a right to waste it. Well, no, that is not the case. The amount of food that is on your plate is food that no one else will be able to consume, ever. You have taken from the planet, and so that is what you will be required to return to the planet in some shape or form. Giving thanks in some way to the food, the provider, and Mother Earth instills in us a sense of respect for all that is nourishing. Satisfaction does not only come from fulfilling the appetite, but also from being at peace and in harmony with the whole universe. Thank you, my Lord, for all that you provide. purify and nourish my soul and body. It's time. It's time to nourish the soul and body with an attitude of gratitude. Learn to cultivate a pure vibration. Waste not, want not. Om Shanti.